It's absolutely lovely to be here, and I'm in an optimistic mood. The only other time that I've been, a film of mine has been at a film festival, was the first time we ever screened Four Weddings and a Funeral in Salt Lake City, which was the official beginning of the Sundance Film Festival. And Salt Lake City is a very religious town, and the entire council came to watch the film, which and it was the first time that Hugh Grant had ever seen the film. And the film starts with Hugh saying the same word, a word which my children haven't heard, I think on 27 occasions. And so within the first 4 minutes of the film, I think 47 people walked out of the cinema. So I'm extremely hopeful in the light of the way the girls are dressed tonight. For all I know, they are your religious leaders. I'm hoping that that you won't walk out quite so fast. First, I'd like to introduce you to Hillary and to Bill and to Nick. I just want to say a quick word.
The producer, it's wonderful to be here, and I agree this is a really cool city. We had great fun making this film. It's quite difficult to film on water. The cameramen were all handheld. We were all holding on to something they couldn't. But I'd like to thank Richard and the cast that are with us this evening, and I hope you have a nice evening. Thanks for such a nice welcome.
Good evening. I really mean it. It's great to be in Copenhagen. I've waited a long time to come here, and it is, I know they all say that, but it's cool to be here. I learnt my only Danish last night on the TV in my hotel room. They were showing a movie with subtitles, and I learnt the phrase, tak for Turin. It doesn't help much, but it's all I have. I am probably the only member of the company and the cast of the movie that's old enough to remember these events. In fact, I was asked recently, somebody said, I understand that you're a very good friend of Keith Richard. I said, no, I just look like I'm a very good friend. Nick Frost has had to listen to that joke in 7 different countries. I am proud to be a part of the movie. I'm proud to be here and to with the others to show it to you, and I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Hello, Copenhagen. Thanks for having us, really. You can't really top what Bill Nye does, because he does it so well, but I just wanted to say, your minister is fit. I think our Minister for Culture is like an 89-year-old man, so I think it shows how forward-thinking Scandinavia is. So thanks for having us. I think I'd like to thank my Swedish family, who are also here today. They've come from Skåne. They're not invading, don't worry, they've just come to see the film. But I just wanted to say thank you very much, and thanks for having us. It's a beautiful city, and we're honoured to open the film festival. Thank you. I just want to say one slightly strange thing, quite a serious thing. Bill and I made a film in 2005 called Girl in a Cafe, which is about extreme poverty. And Denmark is one of the only 5 countries in the whole world that has kept the promise that every country in the world made in 2000 to give a certain percentage of their money to development and fighting extreme poverty. So certainly Bill and I would like to thank you for that. And what you're about to see is a film which is just the final thank you, which is just a thank you to pop music, which has brought me all the joy in the world over the years. And when I was a little boy, at the same time as this picture, I used to listen to a little radio underneath my pillow in a very strict boarding school. And on the day that the Beatles released the White Album, I got up at 5:30 in the morning and leaned against a radiator for 2 hours. So by the time I went to see the matron, my temperature was, I think, 109. And I was made to go to the school sanatorium as the sickest boy in the history of the school. They played the whole of the White Album on the radio that afternoon, and I recovered instantly. This is a movie really about friendship, and it's lovely to be here with all my friends, and about pop music, which has brought me so much happiness, and I hope that the film brings you some happiness this evening. Good night.